ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
みなさんこんにちは、ももよです。
やすのりです。
Marky here. Welcome to a very special culture class. Today we are talking about
岡山弁。
Yes, the Okayama dialect. So maybe we should start by talking about where Okayama is、
mm-hmm. Okay, it's between Hyogo and Hiroshima. 魚が美味しいですよ、特にサワラとかママカリとか。 Fish is very fresh and good
So many listeners have been asking for Kansai Ben、mm-hmm. lessons.、
Mm-hmm.
However, it's kind of hard to find a lot of Kansai speaking people、mm-hmm. in Tokyo. So Okayama is not in Kansai.
That's right.
But it's next to Kansai.、Mm-hmm. So、yes. there's a little bit of the Kansai、mm-hmm. flavor in this.
Exactly,、
one.
Yeah.
But this is a very cool dialect.
And strong.
Strong. Yeah, my impression of itBefore even hearing it, just from what people told me, was it's quite rough.
Yeah, exactly. So, if a pervert attacks you on the train, you can use Okayama Ben, and he'll be freaked out. I did that, actually. Yeah, the other day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pretending I'm a mistress or girlfriend of a mafia person from Hiroshima.
So, it's that strong、mm-hmm. of a dialect. It has kind of yakuza kind of...Image?
Yeah, if you know Yakuza movies.
All right, well, anyways, let's get directly into the conversation.
Okay.
Momoyo and Yasunori have specially crafted this conversation for us. We're going to get a three-part series, and、there's a lot of drama in here, so、you guys definitely want to check this out.So to get started, our conversation takes place between、mm-hmm. who?
Between...Momoyo and Yasunori. Momoyo, myself.
And Yasunori himself.
Yasunori himself.
Where does the conversation take place?
At home.
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, this is a dialect, so the politeness level is very casual.
Yes.
All right. So without further ado, let's get、mm-hmm. right into it.
のわしのブランデー知らんか？昨日買うてここに置いとったんじゃけど、ねんじゃ。
ああ、それな。ごめん。私全部飲んでしもうた。
はあ？ちばけな。あれ高かったんで。でもまあ、お互い様言うことかの。わしもあんたのウイスキー飲んでしもうたけ。
なんじゃそれ。あんたこそ気が悪いわ。どうしてくれるん？
よう言うわ。人のチョコレートこっそり食ようたの知らんとでも思よんか。
男がな、女子供の食べるチョコレートなんか食べられな、気持ち悪い。
あんただって気持ち悪いがな。猫に話しかけるとき猫言葉になってしもうて。
それそのまんま返すわ。誰で裏声で猫に話しかけるおっさんは。
何よんな。
よう言うわあんたな。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
のう、わしのブランデー知らんか？昨日買うてここに置いとったんじゃけど、ねんじゃ。
ああ、それな。ごめん。私全部飲んでしもうた。
はあ？ちばけな。あれ高かったんで。でもまあ、お互い様言うことかの。わしもあんたのウイスキー飲んでしもうたけ。
なんじゃそれ。あんたこそ気が悪いわ。どうしてくれるん？
よう言うわ。人のチョコレートこっそり食ようたの知らんとでも思よんか？
男がな、女子供の食べるチョコレートなんか食べられな、気持ち悪い。
あんただって気持ち悪いがな。猫に話しかけるとき猫言葉になってしもうて。
それそのまんま返すわ。誰で裏声で猫に話しかけるおっさんは。
何よんな。
よう言うわあんたな。
次は標準語です。
なあ、俺のブランデー知らない？昨日買ってここに置いてたんだけど、ないんだ。
ああ、それね。ごめん。私全部飲んじゃったの。
はあ？ふざけるな。あれ高かったんだよ。でもまあ、お互い様ってことかな。俺も君のウイスキー飲んでしまったから。
何それ？あなたこそムカつくわ。どうしてくれるの？
よく言うよ。人のチョコレートこっそり食べてたこと、知らないとでも思ってるのかよ。
男がね、女子供の食べるチョコレートなんか、食べるべきじゃないわ、気持ち悪い。
君こそ気持ち悪いよ。猫に話しかけるとき猫言葉になっちゃって。
それ、そのまんま返すわ。誰よ、裏声で猫に話しかけるおっさんは。
何言ってんだ。
よく言うわ、あなたね。
今度は英語が入ります。
のわしのブランデー知らんか？
Hey, have you seen my brandy?
昨日買うてここに置いとったんじゃけど、ねんじゃ。
I bought a bottle and put it here, but it's gone.
ああ、それな。ごめん。私全部飲んでしもうた。
Ah, that one. Sorry, I drank it all.
はあ？ちばけな。あれ高かったんで？
What? Get out of here. It was expensive.
でもまあ、お互い様言うことかの。わしもあんたのウイスキー飲んでしもうたけ。
But I guess we're even. I drank your whiskey.
なんじゃそれ。あんたこそ気が悪いわ。どうしてくれるん？
What? You jerk. What are you gonna do about my whiskey?
よう言うわ。人のチョコレートこっそり食ようたの知らんとでも思うんか。
Wait a minute. You've been sneaking my chocolate. And you think I didn't know?
男がな、女子供の食べるチョコレートなんか食べられな、気持ち悪い。
You know, a guy isn't supposed to eat such girly stuff. You're sick.
あんただって気持ち悪いがな。
No, you make me sick.
猫に話しかけるとき、猫言葉になってしもうて。
You speak a cat's language to cats.
それ、そのまんま返すわ。誰で？裏声で猫に話しかけるおっさんは。
You weirdo. You speak with a cat's falsetto.
何よんな。
Hey, what are you talking about?
よう言うわ、あんたな。
How dare you? Okay, it's interesting.A friend of mine, who's from Osaka, recently told me that when she comes to Tokyo, she thought that everyone speaks very delicately or gentle. And she said, especially the guys talk like girls. And I was kind of shocked because I live in Tokyo. I've been learning Japanese in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes Tokyo way of speaking can also be a little bit rough. But when I hear Okayama-ben and the standard Japanese... Mm-hmm.There was quite a strong difference that、yes. I noticed.、
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
岡山弁の方が迫力あると思う。
確かに岡山で育った人間がいきなり東京に来て、こっちの男性が話す言葉聞くと、ちょっと女っぽく聞こえるよな。どう思う？ヤス君は。
そうだね。そうかな。
自分だって、自分だってほら東京弁になってしもうて、私には絶対言わんのにな。応援な。
So as speakers of the Okayama dialect, when you hear guys speak Japanese in Tokyo, you、mm-hmm. think it sounds kind of feminine.
Yeah, maybe I should say delicate.
Delicate.
And gentle.
So everyone, if you want to sound like a man, study the Okayama dialect. Let's get right into the vocabulary. There are a couple of like really interesting words in this conversation. So the first one I noticed was...
Chibakena.
Get out of here.
Chibakena. Chibakena.
Okay, so this is a word that you use when you're complaining. In Tokyo, there's a similar word, and that word is...
Fuzakeruna.
So to show how to use this word, why did Yasunori use this word at this particular moment?
Because the brandy was very expensive, and he didn't want to believe that it was all gone.And he wanted to blame me for that.
Okay, so it's an angry word.
Oh, yes.
I see. The next interesting word we had is sometimes I think I can hear in Tokyo as well. And that was...
気が悪い。
You're disgusting.
気が悪い。気が悪い。
So in the standard Japanese, this would be...
ムカつく。
Yeah, and ムカつく is like, I'm upset. I'm really, really angry. This is quite a strong word.So in Okayama-ben, is 気が悪い, is this a really strong word also?
Yes, It's a strong word. When you're very angry, you can use it, but it's a high-frequency word.
Ah, so you can hear this one a lot.
A lot, yes. Like, あんた気が悪い。
Me?
あの電車気が悪い。あの先生気が悪い。Like that.
I'm really angry at you, or I'm really angry about this train. I hate this teacher.
Yes.
Also, in the first line of the conversation,
昨日こうやってここに置いとったんじゃけど、念じゃ。
Okay, in here, I heard some very interesting things, quite different from the standard Japanese. We have jakedo and nenja. So what is ja?
It refers to da in standard Japanese. But in Okayama, you say ja instead of da in the end of a sentence.
So yeah, this is the copula, our good friend da and des. And it's quite interesting because I'm a big fan of samurai movies. I always hear ja instead of da in samurai movies.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this has a very, yeah, once again, that manly kind of sound to it. Okay, there's a few other grammatical items that we want to point out here. One is the sentence ending particle, ke. So we had this line.
Washi mo anta no whisky nonde shimou take.
Okay, so this sentence ends in ke, which in Tokyo, I never hear.
Oh, of course.
What is ke?
It means kara. Because.
Because. Also, this nonde shimota, this is also very interesting for me. What is shimota?
Shimatta in standard Japanese.
Okay, so this is the past tense of shimau, which is yes. To complete an action.
Mm-hmm.
So like, nonjata, nonde shimatta.
Yes.
Okay, so in Tokyo, shimau becomes shimatta.
Mm-hmm.
And this becomes
shimota.
In Okayama ben, is this a standard sound change? There are other verbs where we can hear this ota instead of atta.
Yes. 昨日山田さんに会ったが、昨日山田さんに会ったになります。
So yesterday I met Mr. Yamada. So this atta becomes ota. How about other verbs in this class? Like in Tokyo, kao is to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And katta is
kota.
Kota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, basically in standard Japanese, if you have a verb that ends with a small tsu and ta, this will become ota in Okayama ben.
Mm-hmm.
So can we have one more example?
For example, utatta becomes utota in Okayama ben.
So I sang utota.
Utota.
Very, very cool. Now, also in the same sentence, we had a different first personal pronoun. So in Tokyo, of course, you can say watashi, or as guys would say in a very informal situation, probably ore. But in Okayama ben, what do they use?
Washi.
Washi. So this is I for guys in the Okayama dialect. And I also hear this in samurai movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So da ne.
And the last thing I want to point out is kind of a cultural insight. The whole thing about cats. So we had this phrase.
猫に話しかけるとき、猫言葉になってしもうて。
Okay, when you talk to cats, you use cat words. What is this? What are cats' words?
For example, 何かな becomes 何かにゃん。お腹すいたかな becomes お腹すいたかにゃん。かわいいにゃん。Like that.
So, にゃ is the sound that cats make, right? Like, meow.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear girls do this a lot when they're trying to be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll end their sentences with nya instead of ne or something. For our listeners who live in Japan, they might be familiar with this. If you don't live in Japan, it's probably completely alien to you. Alien. But yeah, so sometimes you'll hear that. So this fight started out over brandy, then became whiskey, then became chocolate, and now, finally, they're just looking for any small point to complain about. And so he said, well, you say nya too much.
Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on and on. And maybe in the end, either of us can blame our eyebrow and stuff. Like, I hate your eyebrow.
You never shave your nose hair or something.
Yeah.
You know, pointless fight.
Yeah, and when we're out of stuff, then the fight is end.
And then it's peace?
Peace, yes.
Oh, okay, good, good. I want a happy ending. All right, so on that note, we're going to have to wrap things up. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to practice this dialect, I highly suggest going into the Learning Center and trying the line by line. I think if you can get this intonation down, you're really going to impress or shock, probably shock some people if you can bust out some Okayama ben. So in Okayama, is there a standard farewell or goodbye?
In a casual way, we say jana or matana.
All right, on that note, matana.
Matana. Bye-bye. Matana.
のわしのブランデー知らんか？昨日買うてここに置いとったんじゃけど、ねんじゃ。
ああ、それな。ごめん。私全部飲んでしもうた。
はあ？ちばけな。あれ高かったんで？でもまあ、お互い様言うことかの。わしもあんたのウイスキー飲んでしもうたけ。
なんじゃそれ。あんたこそ気が悪いわ。どうしてくれるん？
よう言うわ。人のチョコレートこっそり食ようだの知らんとでも思うよんか。
男がな、女子供の食べるチョコレートなんか食べられな、気持ち悪い。
あんただって気持ち悪いがな。猫に話しかけるとき猫言葉になってしもうて。
それそのまんま返すわ。誰で裏声で猫に話しかけるおっさんは。
何よんな。
よう言うわあんたな。